Hello.
Hello, this is Lee.
Hey, is this Mr. Peters?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mr. Peters, how are you? This is Zach. You had filled out a form on my website about your property on Andrews Boulevard.
Yeah, that's a house I've been fixing up, thinking about maybe selling, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm familiar with the property. We have others in the area. Tell me, man, what's got you thinking about selling?
Well, I'm actually just about ready to get in my car and go over there. I'm going to mulch the front flower beds. Are you local?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fairly local. You know, we got, you know, houses on, you know, 169. I'm sure you know where the Restoration Church is.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, if you wanted to go see the house, I'm going over there like in 10 minutes. I just loaded up my car.
Okay. I'm actually in North Carolina right now. I've been trying to get a hold of you probably for about a month now. Are you...
I'm a very busy man. I got a bunch of houses I have to sell and just sold one last week.
Okay. Why do you have to sell them?
I'm old. My dad died. And
my condolences.
Yeah. Well, he was 93. We won't make it that long. At any rate, we sold his house for $180,000, and the flipper's going to probably put $40,000 in it and sell it for $350,000. But it's too much work for me, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, leaky roof and shit. So,
you have other ones other than the Boulevard?
Oh, I have farting gold mine properties. Are you kidding me? I still own every house I ever bought. Every time my company moved me, I buy another house. Never sold a house. Have them all. My house in Florida is $1 million house right near the beach in Hollywood. And,
awesome.
I've been renting it out for 34 years. I lived in it for 7. But, man, I only paid $58,000 for it.
Oh, yeah?
It's 23.
Did you buy it retail or off-market?
Well, it's off-market. It's rented, but I'm going to be selling it pretty soon. Whoever buys it's going to make millions of dollars.
Why is that?
Because when I bought it, the zoning, it was commercial property. Zone for commercial use, but it was on a septic tank and wouldn't perk, so you couldn't develop the property. And about 20 years ago, the city wanted to develop the street behind me. They took all the houses by eminent domain and put in city sewer and made me hook up to it. And they built a brand new three-story condominiums behind me. And the guy tore down the house next to me and put 8 $350,000 condos. And now the last house that adjoining me, they just tore it down. They're building 44-story high. So my property is now zoned for 4 stories high. And
okay.
I have a 150-foot private driveway. It's probably one of the largest lots between the ocean. And you can look at it if you want. I mean, whoever buys it from
me. Yeah, what's that? Sold that one.
Well, 2323. Washington Street, if you look at that, sold for $1.4 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
They already been approved, gone through zoning. They've already tore the house down, cut the trees.
This one's
down.
In Florida, right?
Yeah, Hollywood Beach.
Okay, so you said the address on yours is 2323 Washington Street?
No, that's the one next to me that they just tore the house down and they're building 4-story condos. My property is zoned the exact same, but my property is unique because I have a 150-foot private driveway, and you can build 4 stories high. My property is 2317 Washington Street.
And what part of Florida is that?
Hollywood Beach is just north of
Miami,
north of Miami, south of Fort Lauderdale, right in between.
Yep. I just got back from Florida.
I'm 13 blocks off the beach. And I'm probably, you know, realistically, I should move back into it to avoid capital gains because it's appreciated so much. But even if you Zillow it or Redfin it, they're not going to tell you the real value because they'll look at it as it's a house that can be flipped or lived in. Whoever buys it's going to tear it down. They're going to develop it. It's one of the last developable properties. Mm-hmm. And we can only develop on my side of the street. Everything else is single family zone forever. It's a golden opportunity for the next person. I haven't decided to sell it yet. I'm going to sell it. I've been offered, $700,000, $600,000, and I've turned these prices down because, like I said, the house next to me, 2323, just sold for $1.4 million.
Yeah.
So I know my property is worth $1 million. Mm-hmm. And I would sell it. And I probably sell it for less than $1 million. But it's a hot, hot market. And I'll give you another address. You can look at 2242 Monroe Street. Was for sale.
There's another one there.
This is a comparable house, exact identical property, exact identical building, exact identical size. Was for sale for $6 million. And they've just accepted a contract, so it doesn't disclose on Redfin what it's selling for. We'll be finding out as soon as they do the paperwork. But everyone, there's a contract on it. So that house is absolutely identical. Even the neighboring property where they built the eight condos, the same developer built eight $350,000, $400,000 condos next to that property. So if you look at that and Google that one, which is, again, 2242 Monroe Street, if you Google Earth that and then you Google Earth mine, you'll see the same neighboring construction with the same size property as mine, and there's a contract on it, and it was for sale for $1.5 million. So I don't know what offer they accepted. I'm waiting to find out. But let me tell you, it's a hot market down there. Whoever buys it, I love living there. I'd live there again, but my wife doesn't want to move from Virginia. And you can get on your bike, be on the boardwalk in minutes. You know, it's 13 blocks from the ocean. It's right where all the development, if you know anything about Florida now, it's like New York City.
Oh, I do. Yep. Oh, it ain't that bad.
Well, the high rises they're putting in with brand new condos and housing for all these people coming from up north and restaurants. There's probably 200-300 restaurants within walking distance of my house. There's a casino two blocks over.
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with the area.
Yeah,
so it's zoned RM18.
Correct. It's a
right.
It's DH to RM18. Realistically, you could put 18 units. It has parking for 30 cars already on asphalt. It's already has city sewer, when I made them put multiple cleanouts for future development. It's ready to tear down and construct. But right now, I don't know if you Google Earth it, the house next to me is no longer there. It's already gone through the zoning. It's already been, they've already tore it down, and construction will be starting. And they're going to build, 40 units, four stories high, which is the new zoning. See, when I bought it, you could only develop two stories, but it wouldn't perk. Then they put in the city sewer. When they put the city sewer in, they changed the zoning to two stories. And that guy tore the house down next to me and built eight two-story condominiums and sold them for $350 a piece. They're probably worth $500 a piece now. That's when they changed to two story. Then they ran out of land to develop. Everyone wants to live down there, so they changed the zoning to three story. So the city itself tore down and took by eminent domain every house on the street behind me. It was decaying in a bad area at that time, and the city built brand new 120 three story townhouses, a new fence and everything right behind me. And then there's nowhere else to build, so they changed the zoning to four-story. And so the guy bought the house next to me, and now he's building 44 story. So the zoning, by the time my property is developed, you'd probably be able to go 10 stories. But it was the highest and the most solid ground in Florida where my house is. That's where the first development ever was. You know, when they ran out of high ground, they started building in the Everglades and in the swampland, which is low and still floods. My property has never flooded. It's on the only solid high ground. It was the oldest neighborhood and that first developed. So my house is a big house. It's 4-bedroom, 2-bath. The renter has been in it for 13 years and hasn't missed a month's rent.
What do you get on rent for something like that?
Oh, the rent for that comparable rent is about $2,600 a month. I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that because I don't want my renter to move out. It's 1,000 miles away. I don't want to have to go down there and redo the house. So I'm content as long as when you have someone who pays you on a monthly basis, that's golden.
So what I hear you saying is, you know, there's a lot of development going on, which, you know, I'm aware, I'm pretty familiar with the area. What I hear you saying is you want to get the most for your property for, you know, future value.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to sell it next year at the earliest.
And let me ask you a question. You know you want to sell it. What's holding you back from just saying, you know, I'll do it today? Just out of curiosity.
Capital gains.
Okay.
Capital gains. Yeah, and I'm aware if I moved in it for 2 years, I would not have to pay capital gains. Huh?
Right. Okay. But you're not going to move into it though. So you will have to pay capital gains.
I'm going to have to. That's why I'm going to have to get a good value for it to bank. But anyway, I got to go over to that house, Andrews, and do some mulching. And then I gotta go to a water heater at another house.
That's fine. Just real quick though, you know, you're fixing it up. You're making some improvements. Is it vacant, Andrews?
Yeah, it's in perfect shape, ready to rent out. I put new air conditioners, new carpets, new stove.
So are you gonna rent it, or do you want to sell it?
I really want to sell it. But I've had so many people, just like yourself, who've contacted me and want to lowball me a ridiculous price so they can make a bunch of money. And I can make a bunch of money. You know, I'd sell it under market value, but I'm not going to fucking give it away. I mean, I'm not stupid.
Sure.
You could rent it out tomorrow. It's in turnkey condition right now. I'm just going doing the finishing touches. I've already painted it, and I'm going to put in – I got 10 bags of mulch I'm laying down this morning. That's 2222 Andrews Boulevard.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one. I know exactly where that's at.
Yeah.
So what are you looking to get, you know, out of that one? You know, I hear what you're saying. You'll sell it off market, you know.
I would sell it for 170. I think it's Redfin is like 220. But houses in that market are selling for 260. The house two doors from me sold for 340. So there's money to be made in that market. And I'll be honest with you, the house can sit empty, and I've been making more money in increased assessments than I would be making in rent. That's how fast the city is. They're trying to catch California.
And how quickly do you want to sell this one?
If someone gave me $170,000 without bickering me and lowballing me after discussing the price, which every single person has done that bullshit.
Sure.
They say they want to buy it, and they say, oh, well, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do this. And, you know, then they want to barter down. I don't have time in my life to fuck around like that, you know. $170,000, I'd show it to someone. They can do an inspection. They can calculate how much they can make and what work they need to do. And if they want to jump at 170, they're welcome to make me an offer. But I'm
sure
I know it's worth. I could sell it as a starter home for $200,000. Someone would buy it, you know. But then I probably have to do that through a realtor and pay a realtor commission. And there'd be some things I need to fix up. They might say, hey, with a new roof, we'll do it. Or they'll say you need new.
And you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to mess with it. You just want it as is, cash king.
Right. It's the same difference. It's the same difference.
Sure.
That's why the house is perfect.
What I hear you saying is you don't want to trade your time for more appeal. You know, when the house is properly conditioned.
Yeah, I could rent it out. If I, matter of fact, I might. I mean, I'm a really busy guy.
Yeah.
I got a lot of houses. I got a farm too, you know. It's like I got a lot of stuff I got to do in my life, so it's crazy. But anyway,
so,
I'm going
you know, with me
I gave you
okay,
some
well,
information. I'm hard to get hold of. I can't always answer the phone. I get 15 calls a day from house flippers. 15
calls. Well, let me just say this, and I want to be a good steward of your time, but I think we're close, and, you know, I don't see why we wouldn't be able to put something together that works for you. You know, this is the first time we've talked. I understand you've gotten some lowball offers from, you know, Bob down the street, or, you know, whoever you're talking to. But, you know, me knowing the area and, you know, having some property, you know, around there, you know, I think that we would be able to make something work out for you and make it simple. And,
well, like I say, you can't sell a house over the phone. But if you were in the area, I'd show it to you right now. If you're in the area in the future, I'll show it to you. As of right now, like I say, it's not on the market. I'm not even sure how you got my number. Maybe it's because of
I heard you say you can't sell a house through the phone. I mean, it doesn't really.
I don't need something.
Well, that really doesn't apply to me. All you know, 95% of everything I buy, we do about 20 a month. You know, I buy it. Just like.
Well, look, I really have to go. And
when would be a better time to talk about this?
What was your name?
Zach.
Zach. Well, I'll write Zach down then. I don't know.
Yep.
Like I say, I'm a hard man. You know, I got a farm. I got to go out and cut acres of grass. I got multiple houses in the city. I got houses out of the state. I'm hard to reach. But like I say, if you catch me at the right time, like if you were in town, you could go look at the house right this minute. Because I'm heading over there right now, and then I got to go install a water heater at another house. So I'm pretty busy. Zach, it's been great talking to you. Maybe we'll talk again. And you have a great day. All right?
What's your schedule like on Saturday?
I have no farting idea, depending what problems I encounter that day.
Well,
my daughter said ready to have a baby. Could be that.
Okay. Actually, congratulations.
I'm supposed to be camping on a tube trip June 7th and 8th. That's not this weekend. Okay, well, look, I got to go. I really do. You have a great day, Zach. Take care.
All right, Mr.